in all sacrificial ceremonies, although sometimes a demigod is worshipped, the Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead, is worshipped because he is the supersoul of everyone and exists both inside and outside, like the air. Thus, it is he only who awards all welfare to the worshipper. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is even sometimes seen that demigods like Indra and Chandra are worshipped and offered sacrificial awards. Yet the rewards of all such sacrifices are awarded to the worshipper by the Supreme Lord. And it is the Lord only who can offer all welfare to the worshipper. The demigods, although worshipped, cannot do anything without the sanction of the Lord, because the Lord is the supersoul of everyone, both moving and non-moving. In Bhagavad Gita 9.23, the Lord himself confirms this in the following shloka. Yepi anya devata bhakta yajante shradayanvitaha tepi mam eva kaunteya yajanti avidi purvakam. Whatever a man may sacrifice to other gods, O son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone, but it is offered without true understanding. The fact is that the Supreme Lord is one without a second. There is no god other than the Lord himself. Thus, the Supreme Lord is eternally transcendental to the material creation. But there are many who worship the demigods, like the sun, the moon, and Indra, who are only material representatives of the Supreme Lord. These demigods are indirect, qualitative representations of the Supreme Lord. A learned scholar or devotee, however, knows who is who. Therefore, he directly worships the Supreme Lord and is not diverted by the material, qualitative representations. Those who are not so learned worship such qualitative, material representations, but their worship is unceremonious because it is irregular.